We're doing the Maral, and we're doing the Be'er HaGolah. We're up to the first well, page Lamed Beis in Rav Hartman's edition. And we'll take a few steps back. The Maral says, when we speak about the rabbinic institutions, really they're divided into four categories. One area the rabbis taught us is where they defined a mitzvah for us. They interpreted something that the Torah says. And that's something which we often find is called divrei sofrim, the words of the rabbis. Now, this doesn't mean that they invented the mitzvah, but rather it is a biblical mitzvah, where the rabbis gave us an interpretation. And you're as obligated on this divrei sofrim as you would be on something that's explicit in the Torah. And the only reason it's called divrei sofrim is because the details, the explanation of the mitzvah came on tradition from the rabbis, as we will explain. But the mitzvah itself is biblical. And this is a point where people very often get confused. They encounter in Maimonides the term divrei sofrim and they think it means it's rabbinic, and that's not so. An example of this would be on Yom Kippur, where the Torah says don't eat, don't drink, don't do work, but it doesn't say you shouldn't wash yourself, you shouldn't bathe yourself, you shouldn't anoint yourself, and the rabbis interpreted it that way, and that's not rabbinic, it's biblical. So, although the Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim, it's an expansion of the biblical mitzvah. Hasheniim, HaMitzvot, or another example of this would be that the Torah says, if a man engages a woman, Torah doesn't tell us how you do that. The rabbi said, you could do that with money, or with something of monetary value, and we do that. We all get engaged with a ring, you're giving her something of monetary value. When she's engaged to that man, she's engaged biblically. It's not a rabbinic wedding. Halachically, they're married biblically. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah that you can engage a girl with a ring. Right, the rabbis interpreted words in the Torah to explain to us that that's what it means, and everyone holds it's biblical. Even though the Rambam calls it divrei sofrim, that doesn't mean it's rabbinic. So that's the first point. That's the first type of rabbinic input, so to speak, rabbinic explanation, which is called divrei sofrim. Hasheni, the second type, the second area where the rabbi said something and we have to interpret that second section is Hema mitzvot shem batzmam divrei sofrim. You have mitzvos that are really rabbinic. The rabbis instituted this mitzvah. Netilas yadayim doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to wash your hands. In the Torah, either the whole body is defiled or the whole body is pure. There's no such concept biblically that only the hands are defiled and that washing them does something. So you have mitzvos that are rabbinic institutions, and then the rabbis brought a proof, they brought a derivation from the Torah for a rabbinic mitzvah. And here the rabbis say, the mitzvah is rabbinic, but the verse is in asmachta. Asmachta, we would interpret to mean it's something it leans on, but it's not really derived from that verse. And many people are in error. They think, oh, that's a rabbinic mitzvah, and the rabbis showed us its connection to a verse, but really it has no connection to the Torah, truthfully. The rabbis just showed you as though you could find an allusion in the Torah to the mitzvah. And those who say this are in error. They don't understand what the rabbis were talking about. God forbid that the rabbis should just show you a verse and say, you see, isn't that a nice illusion? What they said was true. And if they pointed out that this rabbinic mitzvah has an allusion in the verse, then that has halachic weight. And when they said, where do we know this concept from? Then they quote us a pasuk. Now, the concept is a rabbinic concept. Then they quote you pasuk. So, that doesn't make it biblical. And yet, there is really proof from the verse that this concept is a Torah concept. I'll show you a few examples. And from that you'll infer to the other examples. And this is where we'll begin next time, Be'ezrat Hashem, where the Maharal says, now I have to show you when the rabbis say in Asmachta, how that verse does teach you that the concept is biblical, even though the mitzvah is rabbinic. You understand that balance? The mitzvah is rabbinic, but the verse does give you a basis for the concept. And so the Maharal is of the opinion that in Asmachta really teaches you that the concept has a biblical basis. The Torah doesn't obligate it, but the Torah does teach us the basis of this concept. And that's what we will see, Be'ezrat Hashem, the different examples the Maharal will bring, we'll see next time.